Random Rambles. Random Rambles.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, and welcome to episode 2 of Random Rambles.
Which is hopefully going to be much better.
Yep, definitely. I just want to say, before we start, I am sick, so just ignore that.
Yeah, I'm sure with that.
So today we have interesting topic. We're talking about conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we are.
So the first one that I want to talk about is Avril Lavigne being dead since 2003 and being replaced by a clone named Ashley.
Radio.
So I'll give you some background information.
Okay.
A rumor that the Canadian singer has been replaced by a lookalike resurfaced on Twitter couple years ago, but she is not the first star to be subject to such speculation. Okay. Sorry, it's not Ashley, it's Melissa. She was replaced by a clone named Melissa.
Okay.
But it has been denied by the internet since 2005. So it kind of only lasted 2 years, but then it resurfaced. The theory claims... Sorry, what?
So I was just going to ask, so why did it resurface?
I think it's just because more evidence was found. It says that she was struggling with fame at the beginning of her career, began using a body double named Melissa.
Okay.
So Melissa's an actual person, but yeah.
Nice.
At some point, the real Lavigne is said to have died. So the record company replaced her with Melissa full-time. Okay, here we go. Proof has included Lavigne's red carpet shots. Lavigne wears trousers, but Melissa prefers dresses and skirts. And facial features of pre-2003 Lavigne and the current incarnation.
Okay.
Theorists also believe Melissa has left clues in songs, such as Slipped Away, in which she sings, "The day you slipped away was the day I found it won't be the same."
Okay.
So, yeah, so that's that. So I personally do not believe this theory.
Yeah, no, neither.
Just because her facial features and there's the thing called plastic surgery.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Plastic surgery exists. People get it all the time.
Cool. And people can change. Like, you go through phases of whether you wear trousers and shirts or dresses and high heels or...
Yeah, people are just weird.
Honestly, I think the fans just definitely... wanted an excuse to bring Avril Lavigne back into the world.
Yeah.
Like, she kind of died away for a bit there.
Yeah. When's the last time she released a song?
Oh, honestly, I'll have to look it up. Hang on, give me a sec. Latest Avril. Okay, so... She released and looks like an album this year.
Oh, radio.
Like, with Head Above Water, Tell Me It's Over. But before that, it was 2015.
Radio.
So it kind of went 2015 and then 2019.
Yeah, so she kind of really died off. She, released a couple bops and then just didn't.
Yeah, Skater Boy, Confident. Confident? Is that what it's called? I don't know. There's a song called Girlfriend.
Yeah, that's a bop.
Okay. So let us know what your opinions are on that theory, and we will discuss it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. The next one we have is... So there's theories that Chuck E. Cheese in America was selling recycled pizza that had already been eaten by other customers.
Yeah, just like the leftovers. Like
the leftovers. So it was... so there was like evidence by in the shape that the pizzas were cut. And if you put the pizza, try and put it into a full circle, you weren't able to because it wasn't the same pizza.
Yeah, it wasn't the same shape.
And you could see little pieces of like other ingredients that weren't actually in that pizza.
Radio.
So that's an interesting one. But honestly, I would not be surprised with that one.
Nah, neither.
It's one of those things where you don't know whether, like, I don't know.
No, I think it's true.
Yeah, I think it's true as well. But I'll just, Shane Dawson made a video.
Okay.
About it, and that's kind of where it came from.
Radio.
Apparently he brought the pizza home and attempted to, he flipped the pizza over.
Yeah.
To see if the colors were different. He was unsuccessful in arranging the slices to make one cohesive shaped pizza. So that kind of, is a good proof of the hypothesis.
Yeah, I mean, I don't doubt it.
The theory existed on the internet since 2009.
Radio.
And
then it kind of just became popular, did it not?
Yeah, because I think it's just because obviously Shane Dawson made the video.
Yeah, and everyone watches Shane Dawson apparently, so like...
I don't.
No, neither.
Okay. Have you got any conspiracy theories?
The ones you sent me.
Yeah.
Conspiracy. Like subliminal messages and songs to make you like them.
Yeah, okay. So
radio.
There's a couple of songs that when like you play them backwards and stuff or so in Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin.
Radio.
There was the alleged message occurs during the song's middle section. If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, which very loosely translated to, oh, here's my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad, whose power is Satan.
Radio.
He will give those with him, 666. There was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan.
Okay.
So there's a theory. I saw a theory that some guy from a band, I forgot which band, it's an older rock band, but apparently he sold his soul to the devil. So.
Apparently. Well, people say stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
All the time for the clicks, I guess, like views.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of this is just for attention.
Honestly, I don't believe in most of this stuff. Like, if you tell me the moon landing is fake, sure, I'll buy it. But nah, I don't understand this whole subliminal messages in songs. I think people take things too far.
Honestly. So in the Beatles song, Her Majesty,
mm-hmm.
14... It's just Paul, acoustic guitar, and a lovely vocal melody. And some amusing lyrics, including "Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say." In fact, the Fab Four are often credited with inventing the secret track phenomenon with the sound collage at the end of Sgt. Pepper's.
Okay.
That looks infinitely like on vinyl players. I don't know what that's about. I think it's... Oh, it's about the Queen, because it says Her Majesty is a pretty nice girl, but she doesn't have a lot to say.
Yeah.
So, that's like... Honestly, I have mixed opinions about the Queen. Like...
Oh, this is where we're going, okay.
What?
Oh, just to the Queen.
Yeah, so there's another theory I have, that when Princess Diana, like, passed away in that car accident,
it was organized by the Queen.
Yeah, I reckon it was 100%, like, set up. Like, it obviously wasn't her, because she's, God love her, she's a bit old.
Yeah, like, I highly doubt the Queen got out there and was like...
It's like, let's...
This bitch yeah, die. Let's do this. She, like, cracked her knees and was like, gotcha.
Yeah.
And, yeah, the queen truly is the evil mastermind of the world.
Oh, yep.
Oof, I can't wait until the English government comes and, like, stores me away in a dark... in, a shipping container and then, like, tortures me.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah, totally.
100%. But I reckon because it's said that the paparazzi, like, followed the car and, like, pretty much just chased her. And that's why the driver got distracted and, like, all that.
Yeah.
I reckon that's a big reason as to... but I reckon when you say paparazzi... the Queen could have been like, I need all these people to follow her. And, like,
yeah.
Who's going to say no to the Queen?
Honestly.
So.
I want to see that, like, brave soldier.
What?
The Queen's like, hey, do this. And this absolute legend's just like, nah. Like,
nah, I'm right.
I want to see that.
Honest. Like, I don't know. But it depends, because... I reckon she didn't tell them, hey, I want you to kill her. She was probably just, like, follow her. Like,
probably.
Like, aggressively chase her.
Yeah.
Because I find it really funny about how when the car was, like, in flames or they were crashed, like, no one even bothered to try and help them get out of the car.
No, they kind of just...
They just stood there.
Yeah, well, shock is also a thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Well,
I don't know.
Possibly.
I don't know. But I 100% reckon that, you know, that's a thing.
Yeah, no, I...
Anyway.
I have mixed opinions about that one, too.
Yeah, so... I don't know, because the Queen, I don't see her as a bad person as such. But who knows? I know for a fact that she didn't like Diana's morals and stuff.
Yeah. No, because Diana definitely challenged a lot of, like, the roles and in the rules that they enforce in royalty in England, like clothing, how they act, yeah. All this stuff. And Diana definitely did a big part in a lot of different foundations that a lot of people were against. Mm. So...
Yeah, definitely. Okay, next one. So this one is one of those ones. It's one that I came up with, so it's a personal conspiracy theory.
Okay.
I don't know if I've told you this one before, but in Alice in Wonderland, the Disney movie I'm mainly focusing on.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the original, but the newer ones.
Okay.
So the movies. I have a theory. That Alice in Wonderland, the Wonderland part of it, is actually heaven.
Okay.
Stay with me. And so I have this theory that Wonderland's heaven because when she goes there, it has all these creatures that don't exist. Like, yeah, I guess it's Wonderland, but you have creatures like the dodo bird, which is extinct. You have, like, all of these things that, I don't know, could seem like, yeah, but I have, like, part of this theory is that I have a funny feeling that to support it, I reckon the Mad Hatter is Alice's father.
Okay.
Because her dad dies.
Yeah.
But you might be saying, Riley, like, the Mad Hatter looks nothing like her father. But it's the way that Alice views him, so...
It's that's kind of iffy, is what you're saying, like, kind of points towards it.
Yeah, so there's this one quote in the first movie, so Alice in Wonderland that has, like, Johnny Depp and all them. And at the very start of the movie...
Yeah.
I can't remember exactly what it was. Alice's dad said something along the lines of, I think it was like, you're my Alice or something.
Okay.
After she had a nightmare. But it was never mentioned until the very last movie. And just at the end of the second movie, the Mad Hatter, something happens and he almost dies and whatever. And he says to Alice, you're my Alice. And I'm like, oh my God. What?
Okay, well, I can see the whole thing of the Mad Hatter, like, oh, I don't know how to word it, being a figment of Alice's, like, father, sort of, like a...
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know if it's heaven. Like, yeah. Honestly, all that Alice in Wonderland gives me is, like, huge acid trip.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it does, like, some things definitely do check out. I'm sure it could be.
Mm. But, I don't know. But I guess if it was heaven, you wouldn't have things like the Queen of Hearts and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
So there's definitely, like, loopholes in it. Yeah. Or just plot holes, I guess. Mm. But.
Mm, okay. I don't know. Also, Alan Rickman was the caterpillar in the second movie after he died, so...
Yeah, because they recorded the voice for the caterpillar.
Okay. Sure. Sure, sure.
Are you telling me that they brought Alan Rickman back from the dead?
You never know.
To voice the caterpillar in Alice in Wonderland.
Through the Looking Glass. Oh, yeah, no. honestly, I miss him so much.
Same. Alan Rickman's great.
He was a god. Like,
yeah.
Anyway, so, I'm trying to think of any more. There's, Let's talk about Flat Earth.
Seriously?
I don't know. I'm honestly so confused as to why people are so stupid.
I don't know. Some people are just dumb, really.
Well, I just don't get it, because I look at the sky and I can see that it's, like, round.
Well, it is definitely pretty obvious that flat earthers are idiots, shockingly. The earth is round. I have very strong opinions about this. I actually think that flat earth... I say this as a very dumb person. Flat earthers are complete and utter morons.
What? Honestly, like, even the people that you wouldn't expect to be a flat earther are like, oh, I believe the earth is flat.
Yeah.
Like Shaquille O'Neal. What the heck?
Is Shaquille O'Neal really a flat earther?
Yes, Shaquille O'Neal's a flat earther.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
As you do, I guess.
Honestly, but like, oh, it just, I don't get it because, I don't know. But my question is, to all the flat earthers out there, how, if the earth is flat, does that mean the other planets in the solar system are flat?
No, they don't believe that the other planets are flat.
So it's just Earth.
Yeah, so they truly believe that just Earth is flat. And at least most of them, I don't know if all of them believe this, but most of the ones that like I've seen online believe that just the Earth is flat, and this is just some sort of force of nature that has made the Earth completely flat. And then all the other planets, yeah, completely round, but nope,
yeah.
Earth is flat. I just don't understand it. Like, what happens if you walk to the, what is their like theory for like the end of the earth? That there just be ice walls or something?
Yeah, there's like massive ice walls.
I really highly doubt it.
What about like birds and stuff?
Yeah, do birds, can birds just like fly out into space real easy? Like,
God.
I don't see how it adds up.
No, I've never been able to see it, but I've heard by someone, like, this is probably not everyone, but apparently the Earth used to be, like, round.
Okay.
But when the asteroid that hit and killed all the dinosaurs, it made the Earth flat.
I mean, go off, I guess, but that's dumb.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, fool. The Earth is round. It's fairly simple. It's not flat. A single, like, asteroid or meteor or whatever would not be able to, unless that thing was absolute, like, it just wouldn't. It would not be able to make the Earth flat if the meteor was that big. It would just completely destroy the Earth. It wouldn't flatten the Earth out.
Mm.
It's not like a ball of dough.
Uh-huh. But, like, some people are even like, oh, it's a plate shape or it's a cone shape.
No. It's a sphere. It is a literal sphere. I don't care what you say. It's a sphere. We've got proof. There are photos of the round of the Earth. And for all of those flat earthers who say that it's Photoshop, or NASA making something up, you're dumb.
I don't know where it came from.
Some like, idiot.
Who sat probably. Down and went, like, oh, I'm just, oh, the Earth is flat.
Yeah, no, it's not. The Earth truly is not flat. Nor will it ever be flat.
Okay, okay, so that is a good point, but I'm going to have to stop you there, because we've been talking for 23 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
And that flat earth thing went for, like, a whole 6 minutes.
Nice. Well, so, I mean, we got something out of it.
Oh, I love the discussions that we're having.
Well, flat earth is dumb. Give me a subject I'm passionate about. I will speak about it for ages.
Cool. Hopefully next week you can actually pick the topic.
Yeah, hopefully, but I'm indecisive, so probably it's not going to happen.
Okie dokie. So, as always, follow the Instagram page.
Yeah.
DM us ideas, because we are retarded.
Yeah. That's another truth.
All good, and we will see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.